This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in Contending for the Faith. And in Understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a wide variety of teaching materials, including books in print, e-book, and audiobook formats, CDs, DVDs, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on tape or compact disc, ask for program number 4806. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And now, if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcast at our website. If you receive television programming from Sky Angel, you'll be able to view our video In Defense of Israel with former Israeli General Shimon Aram on December 16th, starting at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. We invite you to tune in. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from ElainesNewsletter.com with the headline, The American Subversives. The following are excerpts. In 2003, a study was published in the Psychological Bulletin. That's the same fine American Psychological Association publication that brought you the Rind et al. Study that said that childhood sexual abuse was not always harmful and was even sometimes beneficial. This 2003 study concluded that political conservatives are mentally ill. That's right. Conservatives are deranged due to mental rigidity and closed-mindedness, including increased dogmatism and intolerance of ambiguity, decreased cognitive complexity, decreased openness to experience, uncertainty avoidance, personal needs for order and structure, and need for cognitive closure, lowered self-esteem, fear, anger, and aggression, pessimism, disgust, and contempt. Yep, that about sizes up my state of mind, especially that part about pessimism, disgust, and contempt. As far as lowered self-esteem is concerned, when all the things that provide stability and a foundation for living are deemed pathological, and common sense is derided as an illness, and all your best efforts to persuade those who call evil virtue and virtue evil fall on deaf ears, I suppose it is bound to make you a little crazy.
Dave, this is obviously an editorial, but the reason I wanted to talk about this is that it really lays out so many of the problems that we've been talking about in these programs. Like last week, we talked about a child at school reading the Bible on her own. Now, through psychology and through other means, all you need to do is go to things such as the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, so-called. You'll find items in there that are irrational, but they have titles that are enumerated here. What does it mean? Decreased cognitive complexity, decreased openness to experience, uncertainty avoidance. What is this? A psychobabble. Yet those who are conservative, those who certainly take a biblical worldview and so on, these are all categories that they throw us into. And then like this child who's a middle schooler who's reading the Bible at lunchtime? Oh, no, this can't be, because certainly the things in the Bible are going to repress certainly an openness to really to doing things in life that are help growth. Just like it says here, sometimes childhood sexual abuse is not always harmful.
Well, Tom, there's an obvious problem here. Someone is defining what they say is sanity and insanity.
Right.
And that's the psychological, what would we call them?
So-called experts.
Right.
In how we're to live our lives.
Psychological community.
Yeah.
Now, who gave them the right to define this? But, Tom, they can't even define it. As you pointed out, the DSM. I can remember when I was a boy, we visited place was called Patton, I remember that, in San Bernardino, as I recall. We lived in Riverside, California, and it was an insane asylum. In those days, you were either crazy or you were not crazy, and you could pretty well tell who was crazy and who wasn't. But then they keep adding things, and you know, this progressed. We've got several hundred now of these things.
It started out the DSM. In the 50s, was like 154 mental disorders. Today, there are 370 or more.
Yeah, but I'm talking about even before the 154.
Right.
There was really only one way back there in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I remember sitting next to a woman psychologist, unless she was a psychiatrist. She'd just come from a convention of the Psychological Association, I think it was. And she was a little bit hot. Because she says, they've added some more categories now, and I've got to get a new book. And they charge you an arm and a leg for that thing.
But it's also the open to getting the insurance companies to pay for this.
Right. So, Tom, they make it up as they go along. It's total nonsense. And that's what this is about. So they come up with these categories, with these definitions of things. And actually what they're doing is they're excusing sin.
Yes.
Because it's not sin anymore. No, we put a label on it. Oh, I used to think that I just had a temper, but now they tell me, they got a name for it, and you get insurance money if you're treated for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scam, and yet the government and the public, and tragically, as you have pointed out, the church goes right along with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dave, my concern is, and I sort of go back to what you just mentioned earlier. You visited an insane asylum. My father was a psychiatrist, and I grew up in that community, lived on the grounds of a insane asylum. So I have great compassion for people who have problems of living. But now every issue of life is a psychiatric or a psychological problem, and it's these new priests, this new priesthood, that is telling us what we need to do. Now, just go down the list. Freud, Jung, Maslow, Rogers, look at their lives. I encourage anybody who thinks these men are the pillars of how we can change society for the better, look at their lives. I mean, they're disastrous, absolutely disastrous. Freud's concepts that have influenced the world were all based on his own perversions.
Right. Tom, you remember the case in California where a number of psychologists, actually, from Stanford, got themselves admitted to psychiatric hospitals across California. They were not loony at all, and the patients knew that these guys were not crazy, but then they couldn't get themselves out because the psychiatrist insisted, oh, no, they were. So that made a little publicity, and there was a psychiatric hospital in California that said, you couldn't have fooled us. And the guy said, okay, over the next 6 months, we'll send in an unspecified number of these phonies. And it threw that hospital into turmoil. Well, is this one? Or no, I don't think that. And finally, at the end of the 6 months, they said, well, we've identified 20 of them. Tell me, how many did you send? No, we didn't send any. Tom, this is a joke. They can't even follow their own definitions.
Well, it's a tragedy, Dave. It really is. And sadly, the church is into it.